is it?
My tree.
Oh, okay. Hey, what's up, everybody? So, we're just doing a recording right now, podcast interview with Nico Amon Garcia Crenshaw in the building. And we got a whiteboard. We're kind of sitting in my office right now. We have a whiteboard and he's drawing some different things. I'm asking him to draw, you know, the sun. You know, it's real foggy out. It's about 7 o'clock in the morning here in Oregon. Super foggy. November, what is the date today? November. Is it 15th?
Yeah, 15th.
November 15th. Nico is 6 and he's going to be
7
on November 21st. So, yeah, he is going to have a party at, where are you having your party at? Where did we book it? Awesome. Awesome Indoor Play Center or Playground or whatever. It's off Lancaster. Should be fun. He invited a lot of his friends from, you know, basketball and football, and this guy loves to play his sports. So what is your favorite sport?
Soccer.
Soccer? I'm gonna push this closer just because it's not gonna hear your voice unless you speak up a little bit louder. What's your favorite sport?
Soccer.
Oh, got it. Oh, you like soccer better than basketball? Okay, I didn't know that about you. I thought basketball was it, so we definitely need to up the soccer practice and get you on a team. Do you want to play indoor soccer, maybe? Yeah. What do you like to do for fun at home? Like when you're at your mom's house. You practice free kicks?
Yeah, like at the fence.
Oh, nice. What about, do you play any video games? No?
We don't have anything that I can play on, but we are when it's my birthday.
Oh, speak up a little bit so we can hear you. When we play it back, we won't be able to hear you unless you talk a little bit louder. Just a little bit louder, not very much more. What game do you play?
I don't have anything to play.
No Fortnite? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
But I will for my birthday.
What are you getting for your birthday?
A PS4.
Ooh, you're gonna have the PS4, so you have some Fortnite, maybe get some FIFA soccer on there? Yeah?
The PS4 is free. No, it's not free, but Fortnite is free.
How'd you get Fortnite for free? Oh, when you buy it and log in?
Well, you don't have to even buy it. It's free.
Oh, that's cool. So I'm going to ask you, we're going to play a game, all right? I'm going to ask you a question. You got to say the first thing that comes to your mind, all right? Okay. Favorite food?
Pizza.
Favorite color?
Blue.
Well, I already know your favorite sport. You need to tell me soccer. Favorite activity at school?
Recess.
Who's your best friend?
Malachi.
Let's see here. Who's your favorite basketball player? First person that comes to your mind. Favorite basketball player?
Steph Curry.
Steph Curry? Who's your favorite football player?
Oh, I don't know any football players' names.
You don't know any football players' names?
I do know football players' teams, though.
What's your favorite team?
Ducks.
Okay, so that's college. That's cool. Who's your favorite NFL team?
The Dolphins.
You like the Dolphins, okay? You didn't get that from me, ladies and gentlemen. I am a Raiders fan through and through, 1980s baby. You know, we have three Super Bowl championships, and one of those was the year I was born, 1980. And again, when I was 3 years old in 83. So, yeah. He's got his own mind, people. I mean, I tried to tell this guy to be a fan, and he's like, nope, can't make him do what he doesn't want to do. Why do you like the Dolphins anyways? I'm just...
Because I like dolphins.
Like, you like the animal dolphins?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dolphins are pretty cool. Okay, I see why you like them now. That makes sense. So tell me about school, your teacher. Who is your teacher this year? Miss, say it louder.
Miss Boast. Yeah.
Okay. So what is Miss Boast? What do you like about her?
She's nice, I guess.
Okay, you heard it here first. Miss Boast is nice. Yeah. Is she ever mean? Have you ever gotten in trouble by her?
Sometimes.
For what?
You already know this.
For talking out loud or what? For, oh, you pushed that kid. Yeah, Nico, he pushed a kid and he did pushed him a little too hard. He didn't mean to push him as hard as he pushed him, and the kid went flying down. And did he spill milk on himself?
No.
What happened?
Just a little bit of sauce.
A little bit of applesauce? No. Or what kind of sauce?
He told you that.
Was it like?
Cheese stick sauce?
I didn't even know
tomato
that.
Tomato sauce.
Oh, tomato sauce. That's pretty much ketchup. Tomato sauce. Like tomato sauce from spaghetti?
I just told you what it's from.
Cheese sticks?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm lost. I don't know. Maybe you guys know something I don't know. Is there cheese stick sauce out there? We're going to have to check that out. We're going to have to ask Google. We'll ask Google later. So, Nico, what do you think about jiu-jitsu? I took you to jiu-jitsu when you were first, I think you were five years old. And then again, when you were six, a few times. What do you think about it? Good and bad. What's so good about it first?
Wait.
You gotta talk over here.
That you get to learn new stuff.
That you get to learn new stuff? What kind of stuff did you learn? Talk. Spin around. Can you stop spinning? Just stay right there, please. Thanks. Yeah, Nico, he can't sit still right now. He's literally spinning in his chair. So I'm trying to get him to talk into the microphone so when we listen back to it, we can hear his voice because you have such a good voice. Don't you want to hear it? So, what do you like about jiu-jitsu?
Didn't I just tell you that?
No, you spin around and you're doing some other stuff. You're not talking to me.
Stuff.
Okay, you get to learn new stuff. And what don't you like about jiu-jitsu? He's thinking, processing the question. What don't you like about jiu-jitsu? Is that a hard one? That's a stumper? I thought you said good and bad. What was the bad? Maybe that... Still processing. He's just kind of like... What's that stumper? Okay, moving on to the next question. He can't really answer that one. So,
We all asked, all the hard tricks.
What hard tricks?
Like when I couldn't do the shrimp.
Oh, shrimp, yeah. Yeah. You actually did shrimp pretty good. I think that you're being a little critical of yourself because...
Critical?
Yeah, like, critical means, like, talking down on yourself a little bit because you actually did the shrimp pretty well. What are some of the other moves you remember?
Okay, move on.
Okay, we're moving on. He doesn't want to talk about jiu-jitsu anymore. Gotta keep it moving. What do you want to talk about anyway? Let's talk about what you want to talk about. What's cool? Well, what's your favorite dessert then? Say it like you mean it. What's your favorite dessert? First word off the top. You gotta be fast. Go.
Cake.
What? Kick?
Cake.
Oh, cake. He said cake. Oh, I should have guessed. Cake. I like some good cake. Do you remember the kind of cake you like? There's German chocolate.
I know.
There's
carrot cake.
Milhojas. Carrot cake.
Okay, didn't I just like say carrot cake?
Yeah, there's coffee cake. There's so many different kinds, but yep, carrot cake's good too. Alright. So maybe that's what we'll get you for your birthday, a carrot cake. You want a carrot cake, Fortnite cake, maybe, or something?
I want a Fortnite cake.
That's carrot?
No.
Well, no, I'm saying the cake could be carrot cake, okay. But we put Fortnite theme cake on top of it.
Yeah.
You want to do that? All right. So you heard it here first. We're doing a Fortnite carrot cake for Nico's birthday. He's turning 7, and... Yeah, he's going to be doing his evaluations this week. How do you feel about that, being evaluated?
What does that mean?
Where they watch you to see how good you are.
What? Basketball?
For basketball, to decide if you're going to play up against the 8 and 9-year-olds or are you going to stay with 6 and 7-year-olds?
I think I'm going to go up.
You think you're going to go up? Feel pretty confident? So, Nico... is naturally really good at basketball. He just, from a very young age, he kind of gravitated towards the basketball. He does shoot it, and he just plays for hours and hours by himself, shooting anything into anything. It doesn't matter if it's a pencil into a trash can or a sock into a cup. He just likes shooting things into... holes, so to speak. He has a little Nerf basketball hoop on the back of his door.
Nerf.
Yeah, right? Nerf one.
I don't think that's Nerf.
He doesn't have a hoop outside here. He's got one at his mom's house. Our driveway's kind of tight, so it's hard. And we live on a hill, so it's hard to get a basketball hoop. I wish we had one out here.
So you guys could just park on the grass and get a basketball hoop without that little thing and hang it up on the little high.
The little high. What's a little high?
The little thing that's right above the garage. That.
And the house?
Yeah.
On the side of the house?
No, on the side of the house. Not on the side of the house. Well, basically on the side of the house because our house is crooked.
Yep. We got a crooked house. So, yeah, maybe we could do that, but, yeah, getting all the cars moved out of the way, that's the hard part.
Just park in the grass.
Yeah, I guess we could park in the grass. You're right. Yeah. So, yeah, he's doing his evaluations on the 19th and the 21st. He's going to be doing with Viper basketball. How do you like Viper? What do you think about Coach Paul?
Good. We won one championship.
You won a championship? Oh, yeah. This last summer, right? The last one we played? No, it wasn't the last one. It was the middle one. It was the Albany.
Yeah.
I think it was Hoop Jam. Yeah, so they won that championship at Hoop Jam. What do you like about Coach Paul? Okay, that's fine. What do you think about football? Remember Coach Fooey? He was your coach for football. What do you think about him and football Are you gonna? Do you want to play another season, or what are you thinking?
I would play another season.
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
I would play another season.
Oh, you would?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah, we'll get you into some football too. But we also have to put in jiu-jitsu and soccer into the mix. So we have a lot of stuff. We're going to have to be juggling schedules and basketball. So it'll be, oh, and they want you to play baseball. We'll have to see how you like
so
baseball.
All of the sports.
Yeah, it'll keep your body and your mind sharp to be out there running, playing hard.
But what if I have like soccer on?
Well, we won't schedule at the same time. We'll make sure that the schedule doesn't conflict with your existing.
Unlike baseball.
Right. Yeah, so we wouldn't schedule you to have soccer and baseball at the same time. We'd pick one or the other. Or they might be even separated. I have to check the seasons exactly. Man, you got a great voice, man. What song is that? It's called Yeah, Yeah. Can you sing another tune? Nico's whispering now. He says, when are we going to be done? You want to be done? That's 16 minutes.
I want to hear my voice.
We're all going on 16 minutes. I've had Nico sitting in this chair. He's doing pretty good. He's wiggled a lot. He's rotated in circles, spinning in his chair. He has a hard time sitting still.
17 minutes.
Good job. All right, I'm going to put a question out. So the question I'm going to ask him is...
It's trivia.
Trivia, yeah. What is 5 plus 9? Go.
5 plus 9?
5 plus 9, go.
9.
He's thinking. He's processing. He's got a big smile on his face. You can tell he's counting on his fingers. What is it? 5 plus 9, go. I'm putting the pressure on him. Full court press. Can he do it under pressure?
19,
18, 17, 16,
15.
1-4. All right. That was a hard one.
I said 14. I said 19, 18, 17, 14.
I don't know. We're going to listen to it back. I don't think you said 14. This will tell us the truth because it'll literally show us and we'll hear if you said 14 because I'm pretty sure you said 20 something. First.
No,
all right,
I said 19, 18, 17, 16, 15.
But you're guessing. You didn't actually know the answer. You're just throwing out all kinds of numbers. Okay, so next question. So you don't know 9 plus 4.
Do 6 times 5.
What about 6 times 6?
6 times 6, 36.
36. What's 6 times 4?
34?
What'd you say?
34?
34? No. 44? No. Oh, no.
Try 64? Again, buddy.
Are you going higher? No.
Yes.
Come on, man. Get it together. 6 times 4. How's it going to be higher than 36 when 6 times 6 is 36? You're going up and you're going down. You need to come down from
27.
Wrong again.
28.
Wrong
29.
Again. Dude, it's 24. So Nico needs to work on his math a little bit.
Do 11s now. I'm really good at 11s. Do 11 times.
All right. 11 times 100.
Oh. 200.
200? No.
11 times 100? I'm not gonna.
11 times 100. Okay, 11 times 9. Try that.
99.
Got it. So try 100. You gonna do 100?
111.
What do you think, peoples? 100 times 11, 111. I think that's right.
Why are you putting it if you don't even...
Because I don't have a calculator, so I can't crossword. But I'm pretty sure it is 111. Because 10 times 100... Oh, so I said 10 times 100, not plus. So 10 plus 11 would be 111. If you do it times... It's 1111. You just add the 1111.
Okay, sure. Do another 11.
I don't have my calculator, but I'm pretty sure that's it.
I know a lot of 11s.
You do?
Yes. So do
11 times 3.
33.
Okay, so you got that. Moving on. We want to know about... What excites you? What makes you happy?
No, we're still doing trivia.
Well, we want to move on from that. Because no, we know you know 11s.
I want to do trivia!
You want to do trivia? Well, I don't have trivia questions right now. What's the capital? Let me try one. What's the capital of Oregon?
Oregon.
What's your first answer? Go.
Tree.
Tree. No. Wrong. Wrong. It starts with an S. Capital of Oregon is?
State.
Salem.
Salem.
All right. What's the capital of California?
Starts with a C.
No, he doesn't know capitals. I think they teach you that later on. We should work on capitals. Maybe you can get that done. I know your sister, she's 11, and she was working on capitals this last year.
Wait, Melina or Jordan?
Jordan. Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, Nico, who are your sisters?
Jordan, Riley, and... Jordan, Riley, and Melina.
And who else? Oh, man, who's your brother? So you got three sisters, and then how many brothers do you have?
I'm counting Wolf. Tobias and Wolf.
Wolf?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Wolf. Wolf's our dog that ran away. He escaped, and the pound found him. It was really sad. But they found him, and they found him a new home. He chased a horse.
How did he chase a horse? A horse is bigger than a dog.
Well, just because something's bigger doesn't mean it can't be chased. But Wolf, he's a pit bull. He did run away and chase a horse down a mile down the road. And we ended up...
How do you do times?
Having to pay a fine for that.
How do you do times? What's a times?
Okay, let's wrap this up.
Sign. What's a time sign?
It's like an X. Just like that, yeah. Let's wrap this up, okay? And what wrap up means is you just say bye. Something like...
There.
Good job. He just wrote out an equation for me. 11 times 4 equals 44. Good job. All right, so I'm going to wrap it up. We're going to conclude this quick podcast with Nico, Eamon, Garcia,
Wait.
Crenshaw, Gutierrez. He's got a lot of last names. But yeah, thanks for listening. We'll bring you something else here soon. Peace. Say peace, bro.
Peace.